First of all, I would like to thank the committee for the interest and questions to the Faroe Islands. And I will here address some of the questions which have also been addressed by my Danish colleagues and here, Greenlandic references. They've been addressed by my Danish colleagues with references to the Faroe Islands. And this relates, of course, to the issue of joint competence. I will, in addition to the issue of competence, I will also mention a little bit about psychiatry and violence against women and the issue of monitoring. As I said yesterday, Faroe Islands are a self-governing part of the Kingdom of Denmark with own parliament, government and legislation. And historically, the Faroe Islands have always constituted a separate jurisdiction. In those fields where the legislative and administrative power is with the Danish authorities, the Faroese government and parliament has to approve the provisions before they are promulgated. So in relation to this convention and our part in it, one must distinguish between the fields of responsibility which can be transferred to the Faroese authorities and fields where the responsibility still is with the Danish authorities and can't be transferred to the Faroese authorities. So Faroe Islands has legal competence in most areas except citizenship, the Supreme Court, the Foreign Affairs, Police, Prosecutorial Authority and Judicial Administration, which also brings on the question of joint competence. And these are all fields of relevance to our obligations under this convention. Consistent with the Act, on the conclusions of international agreement, the government of the Faroe Islands is vested with powers to enter into international agreements that only apply to the Faroe Islands, provided that the material scope of any such agreement relates to areas the competence of which has been wholly assumed by the Faroe Islands, and provided also that Denmark is not a contracting party to such an agreement. In practice, this means that the Faroe Islands separately or as appropriate together with Greenland and are entitled to enter international agreements as the Kingdom of Denmark in respect of the Faroe Islands. On another issue, on the issue of monitoring, we would like to inform that the Faroe Islands have various monitoring institutions, and among them a tribunal board of appeal and a Faroese ombudsman, in fact, for the past 20 years. So he has competence on all matters except for the in areas where the Danish ombudsman has. When, for instance, cases which relate to psychiatry are tried at the Board of Appeal. It was mentioned, but I'll get back to that as well. Well, I'll say a psychiatrist has to participate in the decision or be present. With reference to psychiatry, the area of psychiatry is administered in accordance with Danish law. However, with reference to a Faroese law and an administrative order, coercion in psychiatry in the Faroe Islands, and which was amended by or in June 23 this year. So the answer to the question whether there is a system for complaints in psychiatric hospitals, it's yes. There is a two-tier system which treats complaints from psychiatric patients in accordance with law. But their decisions by the Faroese appeals system can be appealed to a Danish appeal authority as well. The question whether the patient is informed about his rights, yes, we have a system and organize ourselves daily so that the patient is duly informed about his rights to complain. And in case of any use of coercion in the treatment, a patient advisor is also made available to the patient who has the role to advise and assist on all matters. And we would be happy to inform you further in writing on this issue. In the area of violence against women, as background, we would like to emphasize that the government has drawn up a 5-year national action plan on domestic violence, as I mentioned yesterday. And the work is multisectoral and addresses many of the concerns that are raised in this forum. There is a high level of awareness of the importance of professionalizing the approach to addressing these issues. Regarding registration, the Faroe Islands are currently in the process of working on building a system that will facilitate comparable reporting according to international standards. And this also applies to the registration from the violence center. But regrettably today, however, we cannot provide numbers on the numbers of incidents and in relation to the number of prosecutions, but we're working, are getting there, or that is the goal, to be able to do so. Concerning stigma and efforts being made to, efforts are being made to incorporate knowledge about violence in intimate relationships, in education programs, in schools, staff in hospitals, and financial support is also given to produce information material and training for a forum that was recently established of 50 experts or professionals in the field of domestic violence. So work is being done. And finally, the Faroe Islands have a law on consent and a reception center for rape victims, which I mentioned yesterday, and are working on the adoption of a law on grooming in the penal code as well. Thank you.